Welcome to Meditations. My name is James Aregan, founder and senior pastor of Tetrae Church International here in Benin City, Nigeria. This is Meditations, a daily opportunity to enjoy a quiet time with God through hymns and songs, a word from God, prayers, and daily confessions. Join me now as we begin with this song. I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fear dismay. Though some may dwell where these abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to live above the world, though Satan's doubts at me are hold. For faith has caught a joyful sound, the sound of sins on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost height and catch a glimpse of glory bright. But still I pray till have I found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land, a higher plane that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven stable land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Hello and welcome to the dawning of a new day. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. Every day is a miracle. Every day is a gift. Never take it for granted that you wake up every day. It is a miracle. It is the miracle of waking up. Because when you go to sleep at night, you are completely unaware of what is going on around you. You are alive, but you are unconscious. God keeps you through the night. And then somehow, by a miracle, you wake up in the morning. That's the hand of God giving you a gift of a new day. So celebrate life today and know that if God gave you the opportunity to be alive today, then there must be something beautiful that He wants you to accomplish. Now let's meditate on the Word of God. Today we are going to be looking at 1 Samuel chapter 1, okay? And I'll read verse 10 and verse 11. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou will indeed look on the affliction of thy handmaid and remember me and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thy handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. Now, this is a story of Hannah and how Samuel, his son, was born, and Samuel became a prophet in Israel. Now, this is how it began. There's just a principle that I want us to learn from here. Something that I believe the Spirit of God showed to me right now. You know, many of us are asking God, you know, for something. You know, whatever you need. Here, it was Hannah. She was barren. She had no children. Her husband loved her, but she couldn't give her husband children. No. And she desperately wanted a child. And so she came to the temple and she prayed with all of her heart. And then she made a vow to God that, if God, if you will give me a boy, I will give him back to you. And this boy will stay in your house all the days of his life. Now, this is significant. And God heard her prayer and gave her a male child. And then she fulfilled her promise to God. And then she had more children, you know, after she had given birth to Samuel. And she brought Samuel to the house of God. And Samuel became a prophet, you know, and a judge over Israel. See, there's a principle here that we can learn about receiving everything that God, you know, has for you. And the key here is that Hannah decided that whatever God gave to her, she was going to give it back to God. She realized that if she ever had anything from God, it belonged to God. And she was only the manager of it. She was a steward to whatever it is God has given to her. He says, God, whatever you give me, I will give it back to you. You see, Jesus Christ tested a man who said he wanted to follow Jesus. He said, go sell everything you have, give it to the poor, come follow me. He couldn't do it. Why couldn't he do it? Because he did not realize
that everything that he had was not his. It was given to him by God. So here's the key to receiving from God that which you ask, to know that whatever you have, you are only a steward. You are only to manage it. It belongs to God. You were given everything you have. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to God. Hannah caught up on this principle. Whether she knew it or not, she stumbled on it, and then she got that which she was asking for, because she realized that, look, God, you give this to me, then I will give it back to you, because it's not mine, it's yours. Just think about it. She has been looking for a child all her life, and now she was asking God for a child, and she was saying, you know what, I just want to have the satisfaction of giving birth, but it won't be mine, it will be yours. And then she got what she asked for. So here is the key. If you finally realize that everything you have, and even the things that you are longing for right now, isn't yours, and it's for you to manage on behalf of the owner, which is God, then you open yourself to receiving such supernatural abundance from God, because then God can trust you not to use it for your own selfish gain. Do you see that? This is the key. Whatever I have belongs to God. Now say that. Whatever I have belongs to God. I am only a steward, a manager of God's resources in my possession. Now, the things are in your possession, but they are not yours. If you can put yourself in this state to say that, God, whatever you give to me, I give it back to you, because it is yours. It has always been yours. You live like a manager, and God will trust you with abundance. So pray, God, make me a manager of your resources. I want to manage that which you put in my possession, which you put under my care. It belongs to you, and I am privileged to manage it. Let's take our daily confession. Now I want you to say this after me. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. I am redeemed by the blood of Jesus. I am victorious in all my ventures. I am strong. I can do all things through Christ. I am righteous. Sin has no power over me. Worshiping God in spirit and in truth is my new addiction. I am rich. I am above only. I work in divine wisdom. I am a child of God. My Father is the King of Kings. I am royalty. I am chosen. I am blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining me on Meditations today.
For comments or to get more information, view the episode notes for contact information. If you live in Benin City area, you can attend any of our Sunday services at 8 a.m. or at 9:45 a.m. at our church venue, Tetraya Church International, at the Ugbo Road, Ugbo Village Road intercession before you get to BIU. I'll see you again tomorrow. Do have a beautiful day.